We're here on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, and we're talking about the halacha of, number one, Kilayim, that is Achraza on Rosh Chodesh Adar, about removing the Kilayim from the fields, and in addition, a Achraza on the Shkolim. So the Gemara understands very well that Adar, which is a time of Iker Gidul Hazraim, the Zraim Nikarim, that's the perfect time for the Hachrozan Kalayim. But in the case of Shkolim, how do we know, and why do we determine that the proper date for announcing the Shkolim is Rosh Chodesh Adar? And the Gemara quoted a memory here of Rabbi Yoshia, based on the pasuk Zos Olas Chodesh Bechodesho L'Chodshei Hashana, the repetition of the word Chodesh a number of times, and the Torah is telling us about bringing carbon, meaning a carbon tzibur, for example, Olos, Tmidim, Musafim, all this should be brought from the Truma Chadasha. The word Chodesh means Chadasha, and the Truma Chadasha begins, and the carbonos are brought from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, once we reach Adar, which is obviously the last month before Nisan, we have to notify the people to begin to bring Truma Chadasha for the new year, so that by Rosh Chodesh Nisan we'll have enough money in the bank, so to speak, meaning in the Truma Salishka, to purchase the Karbonos, the Olos Tmidim, etc., for the Karbonos Tzibur of the new year. Kiman, that's where we're up to. In other words, what Shita in the Tanoim does this reflect? Our Mishnah, that already a month before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we have to announce about the Shkolim. Deloker Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. In other words, how much of a forenotice, so to speak, an advance notice, do the people have to have? The assumption of our Mishnah is one full month. And already with Rosh Chodesh Adar, we have to deal with the halachas that will be relevant beginning Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we have a full month in advance. That's against Rav Shimon Gamliel. De'i Rav Shimon Gamliel ha'omar. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, as far as learning the halachas of Pesach, how far in advance do we have to begin, is Shtei Shabbosos. All we need is 14 days. The sign we have a Braisa Sholim Behilchas HaPesach Kodem HaPesach Sholshim Yom. So according to Tanakhama, we need a full month before Pesach in order to begin to study, to analyze the laws of Pesach, and that would begin with Purim. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Shtei Shabbosos. It's enough to darshin Sholem V'darshim 2 weeks before Pesach. And there's no need to start earlier. He, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, derives his halacha, as we saw in the first parak of Pesachim, from a pasuk in Bamidbar Perak Tes, in Parshas Baloscha, where it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'chodesh rishon lemar v'yasu v'nei Yisrael es ha-pesach b'moado. And here Moshe is omed b'rosh chodesh Nisan, and he's warning the people about Hilchas HaPesach. That's the Vayidaber. And Rav Shimon Gamliel derives from this that Sholei V'Dorash Hilchas HaPesach Shtei Shabbosos. And back in the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara asks, how does Rav Shimon Gamliel prove that this Tzivui of V'yasu B'nei Yisrael HaPesach B'modo was given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? The Tanakhama holds that you derive a different conclusion, a full month in advance, from another pasuk, also in Parshas Baloscha, and that's referring to the parasha of Pesach Sheni Vayehi Anashim Asher Hayu Tmeim LeNefesh Adam V'lo Yachlu Lasos HaPesach B'Yomahu V'Yomer Aleh Moshe Imdu Ve'Eshma'a Ma Yitzav Hashem Lachem. So Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching the people about Pesach Rishon. Moshe Rabbeinu, is on Pesach Rishon, teaching the people about Pesach Sheni. And that's a full 30 days before Yontif, before Pesach. So the Gemara goes back and forth over there to figure out why Rav Shimon Gamliel says Shtei Shavosos, why he doesn't say Yudal Yom, but the bottom line is it's 14 days. So now the Gemara tries to reconcile our Mishnah of Shkolim, of Hachrozan Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh Adar with Rav Shimon Gamliel's Shtei Shavosos. Afilu Tema, Rav Shimon Gamliel came on Yom Amar B'chamisha Sarbo Shulchanos Yoshvim Bamedina Ubiasrim Vechamisha Yoshvim Bamigdash is Mishum Shulchanos Kadminon Vikarinon. So now we have a halacha of Shulchanos. The Shulchanos were the money changers, and on the 15th of Adar, the Shulchanos were Yoshvim Bamedina. Now, what does this mean, Yoshvim Bamedina? So the Rambam explains this in Hilchos Shkolim, in Perek Alpha Lochetes. He says, Be'achad be'adar mashvim al ha-shkolim, כדי שיוכין כל אחד ויחד מחצית השקל שלו, ובחמישה עשר בו יושבו השולחנים בכל מדינה ומדינה, ותובעין בנחס כל מי שייתן להם יקבלו ממנו. So in other words, they didn't collect the shkolim until Tesvav, the 15th of Adar. That's the point in time when the Shulchanim were sitting. There are other Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. They hold that already on Rosh Chodesh they were collecting the Shkolim, but it's only from the 15th that they set up the Shulchanos in Medina for that purpose. But in any event, these Shulchanim in each Medina would be in charge of collection of the Machzis HaShekel. They would pressure the people, encourage the people to bring the Machzis HaShekel, and they would actually collect the Machzis HaShekel. The difference between the Rambam and other Rishonim is whether or not the collection actually took place on Rosh Chodesh Adar, or it waited for 2 weeks until the Shulchanim was set up on the 15th of Adar. In any event, it comes out like this. Let's assume that the actual collection of the Machzis HaShekel took place on the 15th of Adar, which would very much reflect the Shita of Shimon Gamliel, and that is that 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they were already sending out, you know, the Shulchanim were already collecting the money. That's a 2 week period. So it doesn't mean that Shtei Shabbos is before the Zman, they were Torah Mesalishka, but rather it means that before that Zman, the Shulchanim were Yoshim B'Medina, and that facilitated the Machzis HaShekel, because not everyone had exactly the Machzis HaShekel that he had to give. So they needed the Shulchanim, the money changers, to guarantee that each person would receive his Machzis HaShekel so that he could be able to donate the Machzis HaShekel. Now keep in mind that the Braisa here quoted makes a distinction between the Shulchanim B'Medina and those that are Yoshvim B'Migdash. So we have to know the difference between Medina and Migdash in this context, and also why did the Shulchanim have to sit in the Beis HaMigdash, and that's in order to give a simon that we're very, very close to the time for Trumas HaLishka, and from that day on, which is the 25th of Adar, they begin to be mamashken the ma'akvim. In other words, those who had not come forward with the Machzis HaShekel, they would be leaned. I don't know if there's such a word, leaned, but we're talking about creating a lien, L-I-E-N, and that would compel them to bring forth the Machzis HaShekel. So that took place from the 25th of Adar and on. That was really very, very close to Rosh Chodesh Adar, and that's for the, you know, the pressure of the latecomers, and that took place in the Shulchanim, in the Mikdash itself. But as far as each Medina, there they sat on the 15th of Adar, which is 2 weeks before the deadline for the Matzah Shekel, and that would comply with the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel of Shtei Shabbosos. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds that Sholem V'Dorshim Tlein HaPesach Shtei Shabbosos, they would be machers on the Shkolim of Rosh Chodesh Adar, and that's not a stira to Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the reason for that is because since Bechamisha Sarbo, on the 15th of Adar, the Shulchanos, who are the, you know, the machlifim, the machlifim who would receive, let's say, for example, shiklei kesef, which are made of, prutos, I mean, which are made of copper, and they would switch that, exchange that for the shkolim that were made of kesef shkolim. And they were sitting in each medina, as we said before, and like already on the first of Adar, they were mashvi al hashkolim, so the people would prepare their matzah shekel within the next 2 weeks, and then those who could not come up with a matzah shekel would have the ability, the fallback position, which by the 15th of Adar, when the Shulchanim was sitting in each medina, to pay up the matzah shekel. If they, in event that they didn't bring forward the matzah shekel, then the Shulchanim would be tovea. They would demand payment for the matzah shekel, benachas, and they would receive the matzah shekel 2 weeks before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan deadline. My parshas shkolim. Now we get to the main question in the Gemara. What parsha are we going to read on Rosh Chodesh Adar? Again, if Rosh Chodesh Adar overlaps with Shabbos, and if not, on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, what is the parsha that we're going to read? Now, before we go on, let's just mention that the Chachamim hold that Sholem V'Dorshin Shloshim Yom Korav Pesach. They also agree that the Achroza and the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim should take place on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and not 2 weeks earlier. So if we're adding 30 days to the date of the Shulchanos, it should have been a full 30 days before the 15th of Adar, namely on the 15th of Shvat. And the answer is, me'achar v'ein hakdoma zu mishum hodas hilchos halochos la'am, as opposed to the 30-day period requirement of notifying and learning and studying the laws of Pesach, which requires a full month preparation, but it's only what we call Zrizus bi'alma, to be mezaris, the people, to encourage them. We're not talking about learning halachos, but to encourage them to bring the shkolim. And therefore, even the Chacham would agree that it's enough that you have a 15-day advance notice to remind the people to bring their shkolim. And that would be a 15-day notice before the Shulchanos, and that would be Rosh Chodesh Adar. But we don't have to go back a full month before the Shulchanos, before the 15th of Adar, because we're not dealing with, you know, the profound study of the halachas. We're only talking about notifying the people in advance. And therefore, Shtei Shabbosos before the Shulchanos would be sufficient. Now, we're going to embark upon a machlokes regarding Parshas Shkolim, and l'chora this machlokus would apply every single year. Let's see what the machlokus is. Rav Omar, Rav holds Tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aliyem es korboni lachmi. This is a parasha of the Tamid, and then immediately after the parasha Satom we have the parasha of Ubrashechad Shechem. So we want to begin with the parsha of the Talmud. That's according to Rav. Shmuel Amar, we should go back to the beginning of Parshas Kitisa. Kitisa is Rosh B'nei Yisrael of Kudehem, V'nosnu Ish Kofer Nafsho, Zeyitnu Kol Hovel Pkudim Achtzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. Because this is the parsha which encodes the laws of Machtzis Ashekel. That makes a lot of sense. The Gemara is going to defend Shmuel and try to figure out what Rav was doing here by introducing Parshas HaTomid. And before we get to see the Gemara's Bishleima, let's just mention that the Parsha Ubrashecha Shechem, which is the main Parsha that we want to read, is right after the Parshas HaTomid. So the in a sense the logic of Rav is to read the Parsha in a sense that introduces the Parsha Brashecha Shechem, and that is the Parsha the Tomid, and hopefully we'll get more of a grasp on that in just a minute. But anyway, what I said before is that the Machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel applies every single year. However, there are achronim, there's another approach that this Machlokas is only on Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a weekday, everybody agrees that we read Parshas Kitisa. Even Rav accepts the Shita Shmuel. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is because we're dealing with Shabbos that is itself Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the key Parsha here is Barashecha Shechem, so says Rav. And of course the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh Shechem is right after the Parsha of the Tomit. So Gemara says the following, Bishleim Laman Diyomar, we understand the Shita of Shmuel, that we read, Ki Tisa, Hainu de Korile, Parsha Shkolim, and the reason for that is the Ksiv Beis Shkolim. The Mitzvah Machzis HaShekel is codified here in the beginning of Ki Tisa, Zeyitnu, Kol Over Gal Kudim, Machzis HaShekel, Shekel HaKodesh, etc. But however, when we get to Rav, then time of my, what is the reasoning for Rav? Lamandi Omar, according to Rav, who says we begin to Parshas Atomid, and there it says as Karbani Lachmi, Lishai Rechni Chochi, etc. Is Mide Shkolim Ksive Hosam? Is there any mention of the Shkolim in the Parsha of the Tomid? What's it all about? And there is a girsa here that says Hocha, Hocha Midi, etc. But the Bach, if you take a look at the Bach, he omits the word Hocha, Midi Shkolim Ksive Hosam. Where in the Parsha of the Tumid is there any mention of the Shkolim? Why is that appropriate for our reading for Parsha Shkolim in? So Gemara says we do have an important din that was presented, or how to say mischadish, it was revealed for the first time, and that would explain why we read the Parsha of the Tumid on as a key of Parsha Shkolim. And time of my, let's explain why do we bring the Machzis Shekel. No, it's not the mice of bringing the Machzis Shekel, but the purpose of the Machzis Shekel. And when you take a look at the pasuk that we saw to as the source for Parsha Shkolim, it was the Chodesh that appears over and over again, Olas Chodesh, Bechodshel, Chodesh Hashana, and that was a reference to, not a reference to, but explicitly mentioning the Olas Chodesh, and that's Kid Rabbi Tovi. In other words, Rabbi Tovi, in the name of Yoshia, was the one who darshaned from the Pasuk of Zolz Olas HaChodesh Bechodshel, Chodesh Hashana, the source for Parsha Shkolim, the reading of Parsha Shkolim from the extra words Chodesh that repeat itself over and over again, and that means that there's a certain Chodesh that requires a chidush for what purpose, and that's explicit in the pasuk, namely for the purpose of the Olos, and the Olos here reference to the Olos HaTomid and the Tvidim Shnei Tvidim Kol Yom and the Musafim, and all this comes from the Truma Chadosh. Please emphasize the word Chadosh, Chodesh Chadosh. He needs a new truma, a new contribution. And this is a pasuk, which is the continuation, the flow of this parsha, is the parsha of the Tmidim of Tzavis Bnei Yisrael Atalemis Karbani Lachmi, the parsha of the Tmidim, which culminates with uvrasheichad sheichem. All that in Parshas Va'aloscha. So the Gemara says the following. Bishleim, I understand, l'man di'ovar tzavis b'nei Yisrael, we understand Rav Shita. Why we read this Parsha, mitzvah korbanos hasam, within the Parsha of the Tmidim, we learn about the korbanos, which have to be brought, the korbanos tzibur, the Tmidim, from the Truma Salishka, the Truma Chadasha, that was delivered, it was contributed during the course of the month of Adar, Kedrav Tavi. That's exactly the drasha of Rav Oshia. El Aman Diomar, according to Shmuel Korin, what do we read? Kitisa is Karbonos Miksive. In other words, although the Parsha of Kitisa codifies the obligation, the mandate to bring Maksa Shekel, but there's no mention at all in that Parsha of the Karbonos. The Karbonos are completely omitted from the Parsha. And Shkolul Adonim Ksive. In fact, let's even go a step further. In Kitisa, it's explicit that the Shkolim that were collected by B'nai Yisrael in this contribution, in this fundraiser, so to speak, were earmarked for the Adonim of the Mishkan. Has nothing to do with the new Truma for the month of Nisan, for the Truma Salishka, for the Karbonos Tzibur. It was just simply a collection for the Adonim of the Mishkan. And that's pretty clear in the Parsha. If you open up to Shmos Lamed, Pasuk Tezayin, it says, L'kaptas kesev ha-kipurim e'es b'nei Yisrael. This is the kesev ha-kipurim that was collected in the beginning of Parsha's Kiti. So, v'nasato oso al avodas oel moed. And with regard to this Truma, the Pasuk says, v'kesev p'kudei ha-ido me'es, ma'as kikar, etc. v'hein ha-shkolim, Shenasu mehen Adonai Mishkan, as it says, Vayhi mi'as kikar kesef lotzekes es adnei hakodesh ves adnei aparoches me'as adonim lema'as kikar kikar lo'oden. So basically, we're talking not about korbanos tzibur in this parasha, but rather we're talking about the adonim of the Mishkan. So why are we reading about this particular truma, when this Truma has nothing to do with collection for the Truma Salishka, the Karbonos Tzibur, but rather for the Adonim? And furthermore, I'm not even sure, this we have to check out, that this Parsha is related to Chodesh Adar, culminating with Chodesh Nisan. But again, keep in mind that what it does say in the Parsha, in Kitisa, it does say that we have to collect a machzah shekel, a dal lo yam it, hashir lo yarbe, etc., etc. The laws of machzah shekel are really written in stone here in Parshas Kitisa, but there's no mention of the korbanos. And in fact, the agenda, the collection of these funds, was for the Adonim of the Mishkan, not for the korbanos tzibur. Ishkolim la Adonim ksive. The shkolim here were given by B'nai Yisrael as part of this fundraiser for the Adonim of the Mishkan. So what's the shaitis here to read this parasha in the month of Adar? And the Gemara answers, Kiritani Rav Yosef. In other words, that Rav Yosef is gonna explain that this parasha is not dedicated to one truma that was collected from Bnei Yisrael for the Adonim, but rather this parasha is directed or is dedicated to three trumos. And that's what the Gemara says here, Sholosh Trumos Hein. There were actually three different collections, and they're all written in this parasha. So let's look at the parasha here, Kitisa, and we'll see if we can discern three different collections. Zeyit nu kol hover al pkudim achzis ha-shekel, Truma Lashem. So we have here something called Truma Lashem, and that's the Machzis HaShekel Truma Lashem. Okay. Next. Then it says, Kol Over Al Pekudim Yitein Truma HaShem. Again, the same phrase, Truma HaShem. A second time around. About which it says, HaAshir Lo Yarbev Adal Lo Yamit Mi Machzis HaShekel Laseis Es Truma HaShem. A third time, Truma HaShem. Why does the word Trumas Hashem, the phrase, appear thrice? Anyone would understand from this that there are three different collections of three different Trumos. And what are the nature, what's the content of these three Trumos? Number one, Achas. Number one would be Shel Mizbeach. And that was given for the Mizbeach to buy the Karbonis Sibur for the entire year to come. Then Shtayim, we're up to number two, Shel Adonim, the Truma for the purpose of building the Adonim. And finally, number three is Lebedek Habayis. There was a third Truma for the purpose of Bedek Habayis, to build a Bayis, the entire structure of the Bayis, above and beyond the Adonim. And it was given Ishkifi Nidvasa. In other words, there was an absolute requirement with regard to the Mizbeach, meaning for the Korbanos HaTzibur, of a Machzah Shekel. Then there were two other collections, a Truma for the Adonim, and a Truma for the Bedek HaBayis, and Ishkifi Nidvaso. Now, how do we know Ishkifi Nidvaso? Because it says, first of all, it says in the Parashat L'chapar al Nafsho Seichem, that Kapor is the Korbanos. So that's the beginning of the Parashat, Trumas LaShem. And that's written in the pasuk, "V'lakachtos kesef haKippurim eis b'nei Yisrael satol olam." And it says, "The kesef bikud eidem eis kikar," and that's given lechaper. That's going to be a kapara. The Torah used the word kesef haKippurim. That's a description of the first trumas Hashem, and kesef Kippurim is a reference to the korbanos which are mechaprim. And it also says in the pasuk, "Lechaper al nafsho seichem," which again indicates clearly that we're talking about korbanos, as Rashi points out here. And that's the first of the three trumos. Now the second, right? That's lechaper al nafsho seichem. Fine, that's the first. Now we get to the second one. The second truma, trumas Hashem, is called the Trumas HaAdonim, and there it says in the parasha, let me just get the pasuk here, it says there that's in Perek Lamed Ches pasuk Chafei, it says V'kesa pikudei ha'idom eis kikar, etc. V'hein. Okay, that's where it says afterwards in Poskov Gimel, what are these shkolim dedicated for? Vahima as kikar kosef, and then it says this adne aparoches meis adonim mas adonim. We spoke about that earlier, and then we have the third is for the Bedek HaBayis. Now, how do we know that the Bedek HaBayis is ish kifi nidvaso? So here in Periklam and Heinshbos, it says, Vayavo kol ish asher nesa'oli bo, kol nidiv lev, heviu, chach v'nezem v'tabas v'kumaz, kol kli zahav. So these were the contributions for the kelim of the Mishkan, and it all depends upon nidivus ha'lev, who has a heart that prompts him to bring forward this contribution. V'chol ish asher nimtza ito tcheles v'argaman v'solat shani v'sheish v'izim v'oros v'oros eilim v'adamim v'oros tachashim eviyu. And that's the third truma. So that what we have here is in this parsha, we also have the Machzah Shekel that was contributed for the Karbanos. Therefore, we're going to read this parsha before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because in Chodesh Nisan, before Nisan is the month in which they were Torim es Halishka from Trumas Chadosha, the new Truma. So that's good that we read the Parsha of Kiti, so that's Shmuel Shita, and it's all based on the Brisa of Rabbi Yosef, that there were three Trumos written in that same Parsha, the first of which, Trumas Hashem, is the parsha of Karbanos, that's called Kesef Kippurim L'chaper al Nafsho Seichem. And that's for the Truma Chadosha, for the Karbanos Tzibra of the New Year. So it's appropriate that we should read this parsha on Rosh Chodesh Adar, or somewhat earlier before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now the Gemara asks another kasha. Bishleim lemandi Omar, according to Shmuel, who holds that you read the parashah Kitzi Sahinu Dishani Hai Rosh Chodesh Mishar Rosh Chodoshim, that if Rosh Chodesh Adar coincides with Shabbos, we read also Parshas Ki Tisa. But with regard to other Rosh Chodashim, we only read the Parsha of the Tumim. So that makes sense, because Dafka on Rosh Chodesh Adar, it's appropriate to read Parshas Ki Tisa in order to notify the people about bringing the Matzah Shekel for the Korbanos HaTzibur. On another Rosh Chodesh, let's say the other 11 months of the year, we'll only read the Parashas HaTomit, which culminates with Rosh HaShechem. Elamanti Omer, according to Rav, who holds that for Parashas Shkolim we should read Sav Es Korbani, which is the Parasha of the Tomit, is my Shani. What is the difference between Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechal B'Shabbos, and the other 11 Rosh Chodashim? In both cases, we read the Parsha of the Tamid. So what's this business here that the Mishnah has to tell us that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we're going to read Parshas Shkolim, when in fact we're not reading Parshas Shkolim, we're reading Parshas Tzavas Korbani, Parshas Atomid, and that's true for any Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara answers, what's unique about this reading of Parshas Shkolim, the reading of Parshas Atomid according to Rav? Shani, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos is different than any other Rosh Chodesh. The Ilu, Rosh Chodeshim, any other Rosh Chodesh, Karu Shita B'inyanid Yoma, V'chad B'Rosh Chodesh, V'ilu Ha'idna, Hulu, with Rosh Chodesh. In other words, on another Rosh Chodesh, let's say, for example, Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. So we'll call six Aliyos in the Parsha Shavua, whatever that Shabbos is, and then we'll add the seventh, will be with Rosh Chodesh, we'll read the Parsha of the Tomit. So it's only the Olashvi, only the seventh Korei, who reads Parshas HaTomid, which is the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. But now, in the case of Rosh Chodesh Hadar specifically, that falls on Shabbos, is Kulu Bid Rosh Chodesh. All seven Kruim, all seven Aliyos, read Parshas HaTomid, which is called Parshas Shkolim, according to the Shita of Rav. In other words, we're going to read Parshas Tomid and the Parsha right afterwards, which is the Parsha Barashei Chod Shechem, which mentions the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And that's going to be, on any Shabbos Rosh Chodesh other than Adar, that's going to be the Kriya for Shvi, for the seventh Ol. But in this case of Rosh Chodesh Adar, instead of reading six Kruim of Parsha Shavua, we're going to read all seven Kruim in the Parsha Satomit. So Gemara's not happy. Why? Ha, Nicha, that makes sense. Laman di Omar lis Seder Parshias hu Chozer. Now, later on, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Beis is going to formulate a Machlokas Amoroim. What does the Mishnah mean by Bechamishis Chozrin l'Kisidron? Chozrin Kisidron. If during these weeks that we read the Arba Parshios, they would make a hefsek, hefsiku milikro klalis parshavua, and they would suspend the reading of Parshas Shavua. That's one sheet, and therefore, when they get to the fifth parsha, meaning after they finish four parshios, then they would go back kisidron to the Parshas Shavua of that Shabbos, and there's another sheet that says that even during these weeks, these four Shabbos of the Arba Parshios, they would continue to read the Seder Parshios. Just the change is going to be with regard to the Haftorah, that there's going to be a unique Haftorah for these four Parshios, respectively. That's not the normal reading of Haftorah for a Parshas Shavua. So even though six aliyahs were on the Parshas Shavua, and only one, the last, was the separate parsha, these Arba Parshios, nevertheless, six versus one, nevertheless, the one is going to win out the Haftorah. The Haftorah will be a reflection of the four Parshios. That's according to that Man D'Yomar. So now let's go back to our Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Bishleim, I'm sorry, Ha Nicha L'man D'Yomar L'Seder Parshios Hu Chozer, which means that during these four Shabbosos that we read the four Parshios, Nidachim Nei Parshios, we don't read Parshios Shavua. That was one opinion, that these four Parshios completely replace and undermine the Parshios Shavua. And then we understand that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is different than all other Rosh Chodeshim, because on Rosh Chodesh Adar, meaning Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar, we're not going to read the Parshas HaShavua at all. That's called the Seder HaParshios Hu Chozer. So there's a radical difference here in the nature of the content of the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos Parshas Rosh Chodesh Adar from any other Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. El Laman D'Yomar, according to the other opinion, which again is going to be presented on Daf Lamed Beis, L'Seder HaTorah Hu Chozer, that even during the four Shabbos of the Arba Parshios, we read the Parshas HaShavua, and we stuff it into six... We collapse into six Olim, and the only difference is that on these four Parshas we have a different Haftorah that reflects the Shvi, the special Kriya of that Parsha. But the main thrust of what we want to say that Haftorah Suchos means the regular Parshas Shavua will continue, will be read even during those four Shabbosos. The only difference is the Maftir is then Rosh Chodesh Adar on Shabbos is Parshasa D'Yoma Karinan. We're going to read the Seder Parshas Shavua. The only difference is the Maftir. So therefore, we have to ask my Shani again, how is Rosh Chodesh Adar on Shabbos different than any other Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos? On any other Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, we're going to read the Maftir of Parshas Rosh Chodesh. So that's true for reading the Maftir of these four Parshios, because the seventh Aliyah is going to generate the Maftir. And Gemara answers, Shani, and there is a difference between this Rosh Chodesh and the others. De'ilu, in the case of Shara Rosh Chodeshim, which overlap with Shabbos, Karu Shita bin Yoni D'Yoma, we're going to read the Parsha Sashavua. That's called in Yoni D'Yoma. And that's six Koriv, the Chad, but rather the seventh Kori is Koriv Rosh Chodesh. Oh, so how is that different in the case of Rosh Chodesh Adar? Ve'ilu ha'idna Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalias B'Shabbos, Karu Tlosa bin Yoni D'Yoma. We're going to read only three kruim for the Parshas HaShavua, which sounds like we're going to have to collapse the entire Parshas HaShavua, which is normally seven kruim, into three kruim. The Arba, we're left with four kruim, bit of Rosh Chodesh. And that's going to be Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Turi-Evan here asks the following question. Why is it that we read four kruim for Parshas Rosh Chodesh, and we're talking about Adar, hello Bishvil Heki, you want to make a heker about Parshas Shkolim, wouldn't it be enough that they read two kruim Bishvil Rosh Chodesh? Why do you jack it up the number to four? We understand it can't be one, because that would make it like any other Rosh Chodesh, but jack it up by multiply by 100% from one to two. So he answers that since on Rosh Chodesh, on this Rosh Chodesh, he has to read Parshas HaChodesh Yosef Aliyah Achas, he already has to add another Ola for the purpose of Shinui, is Hemidu Al Arba Kruim. They decided to make it four Kruim, like Rosh Chodesh HaChalios Bechol. In other words, now we take up a normal Rosh Chodesh Chol, which would require four kruim, and that's what we're going to do on this Shabbos. We're going to dedicate the last four aliyos after the first three of the parasha to the reading of Parsha Shkolim, which in this case, according to Rav, is the reading of the Parsha Sachodesh, starting with Tzavnei Yisrael and the Tmidim, etc., etc. Meisvei, the Gemara Esekash from Abraisa, Rosh Chodesh Hador Shechol Lios B'Shabbos. Korim be Parsha Shkolim. Umaftirim biyahodaya hakohen. The haftorah of Yodaya Kohen has the subject of the takon of Yehoash, and Yehoash organized different types of kibbutz mos, of collecting mos for the Berek Habayis. So that's going to be the maftir of what we call Yehodaya HaKohen at the time of Yehoash. So the Gemara says the following. After quoting this price about Rosh Chodesh Hadar Shecholius B'Shabbos and Aftora, it says, Bishleim Laman Diomar Kitisa, according to Shmuel, that on Parshas Shkolim we read Kitisa, Hainu D'Maftirin, B'Yehoyada HaKohen, Didomile. That's similar to the whole subject, the enterprise of Shkolim, D'Chsiv, Kesef, Nafshos, Erko. So the Gemara doesn't understand the connection here, and I don't either understand the connection between Aftorah Yehoyada Kohen and Parshas Kitisa. You know, that was a collection at the time of Yehoash for Mosul Bedek HaBayis. And, you know, here we're talking about the Karbonos HaTzibur, the Karbon Tamid. What's the dimyan? What's here the connection? You know, the Haftorah has to be connected to the Kriya. So we have a Kriya according to Rav of the Tamid, Parshas HaTamid. And what does Parshas HaTamid have to do with Yehoash, who gathers money for Berek HaBayis? Well, we need to somehow answer that question. If you all like Shmuel, then we find some sort of connection between the Haftorah and the Kriya, because the Kriya is Parsha Shkolim, and that's a collection. So they gathered money for a contribution, and we said that it includes three different contributions, three different Trumos, and the Maftir from Yehoyada Kohen at the time of Yehoash is also a collection of money for Berek HaBayis. El Laman Diomar Es Karboni Lachmi, according to Rav, Mi Domi. What's the connection? What's the shaykhus between Parshas HaTomid and Parshas Yehoash for the most, for the Berek HaBayis? And the Gemara answers, Domi Kid Rabbi Tavi. Rabbi Tavi. As we had the reading of Parshas HaTomid, because from the Parshas HaTomid we derive that you have to bring Karbonos of Rosh Chodesh, that the new Karbonos for the new year have to be brought from the Shkolim of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's called the Truma Chadosha. And since the Parsha is dealing with the Truma of Bnei Yisrael for the Beis HaMikdash, therefore it's an appropriate maftir, appropriate haftorah. So let's review this Gemara about Domi Kidrabi Tavi. Rab Tavi said that the reason why, according to Rav, I mean, again, he wasn't explaining Rav, but Rav was based on his logic, the reading for Parshas HaTamid is because we derive from the Parshas HaTamid the idea of bringing Karbonos as of Rosh Chodesh Nisan from the Truma Chadosha. So once this Parsha is dealing with Truma, Me'eis B'nei Yisrael, again for the Beis HaMikdash, albeit not for the Berek HaBayis, but for the Truma Salishka, for the Karbonos Tzibur, Memel is considered dummy. It's me'ain HaParsha to read the Haftorah of Yehoash, who's collecting for the Beis HaMikdash, albeit not for the Karbonos, but for the building of the Beis HaMikdash itself, its Kalim, etc. Meisve. Now we have a kasha from a different Braisa. Chal Lios Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Parsha Smuchala. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Parsha Smuchala, which means some of the Parsha Shavu Shekar B'Shkolim. Okay, we're going to have to see the Marsha here on Rashi, but just right now, straightforward Pshat, you know, Taishvet, just interpret the words of the Gemara. We're talking about Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls very close to the Parashas HaShavua that we read Shkolim. How exactly that works out, we have to see. And the Braisa continues. Bein bilafneha ubein bilachreha. Whether Rosh Chodesh falls out on Parshas V'ata Titzaveh, which is called Lifaneha, and that's the Parsha, that's the previous Parsha of Ata Titzaveh, or if Rosh Chodesh is Chal Lachreha, that's on Parshas Vayakel. So we have the Parsha that is in between. Again, this is going to make sense if you're like Shmuel, that the reading for Parshas Shkolim is Parshas Ki Tisa, and then the Braisa reads pretty smoothly. If you're holding like Rashi, that we're talking about Parshas Tzavos Karbani, which is in a different Chumash entirely, it's in Chumash Bamidbar, it's not in Chumash Mos, we're going to have real serious problems reading this Braisa, because of the phrase called Parshas Mukhala, Bein Lefneha, Bein Liachreha. So let's just interpret this Braisa first and foremost, according to Shmuel, that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we're going to read Parshas Ki Tisa, and therefore, the Parsha Lefneha is Ata Tetzaveh, and Liachreha is Vayakel, and then it makes sense. Koronos of a Koflanosa, the Braisa says that we read that Parsha in the Parshas HaShavua and also for Parsha Shkolim. So it comes out that we're actually going to be reading Parshas Ki Tisa twice, the same identical Parsha in two consecutive Shabbosos. That makes sense according to Shmuel. So let's read again the Braisa Chalios, and we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Adar b'Parsha Smuchala. In other words, right near the Parsha of Shkolim, whether it's Rosh Chodesh Milafaneo or Liachreo. So now we have twice consecutively we read the same Parsha. Bishle Milamandi Omar Kitisa Hainu Dimisrame Bahu Zimna. Then it makes sense that we can have the Parsha of Parsha Shavua, meaning of Ki Tisa in Chumash Mos, and it'll be Samach to Rosh Chodesh Adar. That Parsha could come out, according to the Seder HaParshios, right near Rosh Chodesh Adar, in such a way that on Rosh Chodesh Adar we'll have to repeat the same Parsha of Ki Tisa a second time around. So let's say, for example, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, in the previous Shabbos we read Parshas Ki Tisa, and that's called Lefaneha, is then we're going to read on the following Parsha, which is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, again Ki Tisa. Elamandi Omar, according to Rav, on the other hand, who holds that we read for Parshas Shkolim Shabbos Karbani, right, that's the Parsha of the Tmidim, which is in Chumash Bamidbar, is mi misrami ka bahi zimna, how be shaykh that this parsha would be the parsha of Tzavos Karbani, would be Samach L'Rosh Chodesh Adar, in the natural reading of the parsha, such that we read it twice consecutively. It's in Parshas Pinchas, which we read sometime in the summer months, maybe Chodesh Av, in the month of Av. So the Gemara answers in. It's shayach to have this parasha smucha l'Rosh Chodesh Adar, this parasha of Tzavos Karbani. How is that possible? Livnei Marava, because there were two minhagim as far as Parshas HaShavua. In Chutz Laretz, in Babel, for example, they would read every year annually the entire Chumash, all the parashas in the Torah. Whereas in Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they would divide up the Parshas HaShavua into 3 years. And it took 3 years until they would complete the entire Chumash. Not the way we do it. Rav Minig reflects the Minig of Bavel, that we condense the entire Chumash into 1 year's reading. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's possible that they would actually read Parshas Pinchas right before Rosh Chodesh Adar. And therefore, this brisa would reflect the sheet of Rav in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Tanya, we have a brisa, Kavasi de Shmuel, to support Shmuel, that we read Parshas Shkol and Parshas Ki Tisa. And here's the language of the brisa, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechalios B'Shabbos, Korin Ki Tisa, Umaftirin B'Yehoyada HaKohen. So we read Parshas Ki Tisa, that's explicit in the brisa, like Shmuel, and then the Haftorah is Yehoyada HaKohen. And that was a simple, smooth connection between the Haftorah and the Parsha, so far as both of them refer to Trumas Bnei Yisrael for the sake of the Mikdash. And I'm not sure if this is finally a proof for passing like Shmuel against Rav, because the Gemara at this point doesn't quote any counter defense argument on behalf of Rav, but simply an explicit brisa that repeats the sheet of Shmuel. We have to bring out three Sifrei Torah. And why do we need three Sifrei Torah? And we can't read all of it from one safe and start rolling it. And that has to do with the concept called Tircha the Tzibura. We don't want to roll it, so we just want to be able to take out another Sefer. And Ein Bozeh Shemotzi Sefer Ach Mishum Pagoma Shel Sefer Ish Tlasa Gavri Tlasa Sfarei Leka Paguma. This is not called the Chashash of being Pogem, the Sefer Torah, because we're going to read three different people being called up to three different Sefer Torah, and that doesn't look like in any way a Pagam. Korim Ben Bi Echad, in one of the Sefer Torah, Ben Yonah Shel Yom, we read the Parashat Shashavua, the Echad Bishel Rosh Chodesh, and that's going to be the Parashat Barashechot Shechem. The Echad in the third one is Bikitisa, that's Parashat Shkolim, and once again, this reflects the Shita of Shmuel. Furthermore, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios B'Shabbos. Now, here we're dealing with a Chanukah issue, correct? Because Chanukah is on the 25th of Kislev, which means it has to continue to finish up the 8 days into Teves. And now we have Rosh Chodesh Teves on Shabbos. So we need a Kriya for Rosh Chodesh. We need a Kriya for Chanukah. And that's in addition to the Kriya of the Parsha. It's Mevi'in Shalosh Torahs, Korban Ben Bi Echad, Ben Yonah Shel Yom, the Parsha Shavua, whatever it is. The Echad Ben Rosh Chodesh, the Parsha Rosh Chod Sheichem. And finally, the Echad Ben Chanukah, this Parsha is Korban HaSanasiyim from Parsha's Noso. Utsricha, and Rav Yitzchak Nafka had to repeat this same Yisod, both with regard to Rosh Chodesh Teves, and with regard to Rosh Chodesh Ador, both of which fall on Shabbos. We have to read three different Kriyos and be motzi three Sifrei Torah. De'i itmar beha, if he would only tell me this halach with regard to Rosh Chodesh Teves in the Chanukah situation, I would have had the following doubt. I could have vacillated, perhaps, beha kam Rav Yitzchak, that's where we have to take out three Sifrei Torah. Aval b'ach in the case Rosh Chodesh Adar shechalios b'Shabbos kiderav sfirle di Omar parsha shkolim es karbani lachmi, and therefore we can combine it all into two Sifrei Torah. B'shtei Torah sagi, we'll read one from one Sefer Torah, read the parsha Shavua from the other Sefer Torah. We'll have the two kriyos of Rosh Chodesh and shkolim respectively. Kamash malon. Therefore, Rav Yitzchak Nafka wanted to tell you, no, he passes like Shmuel, and the reading of the Parsha Shkolim is from Kitisa, and therefore there's no choice but to read through Sefer Torah. Velema ha velo b'yayach. Just tell me the principle in Rosh Chodesh Adar, and you don't have to repeat it with regard to Chanukah Rosh Chodesh Teves, because for sure there we need three different Sifrei Torah. You know, we need the Parsha Shavua, and we need the Parsha of Rosh Chod Shechem, and the parasha of Noso, the parasha of Chanukah. And the answer is Einochinami, that there's no real teretz this kasha. We don't have a new chiddush here in Rosh Chodesh Teves, but rather Chada Mechlal Chavrta Yitmar. He just, the Talmidim, let's say, derived, it wasn't Rav Yitzchak Nafka himself, but it was out of the Talmidim that were formulating the logical conclusion and applying the principle of Rav Yitzchak Nafka to the case of Rosh Chodesh Teves, even though it was quite clear that would be that would be the final conclusion. Now, before we end the shiur, let's just take a look at Tosis, Diva Maskel Chada, Shetzarech Lomer, Shemisha Omer Tzeh, Hoya Be'iro Shel Rav, Shesovro Shchodesh Ad Shiloh Shabbos Ein Motziim Bo, Ki Im Shnei Sifrei Torah. So again, if you have Rosh Chodesh, according to Rav, Rosh Chodesh Hador on Shabbos, you can get away with two Sifrei Torah. Came Lo Yodim Es Dino Asheni Shorav Yitzchok, because in the area of Rav, they certainly paskin the reflected sheet of Rav. And therefore, he has to tell me, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, what would be the din on Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechalios B'Shabbos, that unlike Rosh Chodesh Hador Shechalios B'Shabbos, in the Mokom B'Duch to the Rav, they would suffice with two Sifrei Torah. But with regard to Teves, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechalios B'Shabbos, we certainly need a minimum of three Sifrei Torah, even in the place of Rav. And the same would apply to Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shechalios B'Shabbos, according to Shmuel, that we would need to take out three Sifrei Torah. So let's just make a note of where we got up to here on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud. We're up to Itmar Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios Bechol. And then in Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, which is Erev Pesach, I don't know, we'll try to fit it in, we'll begin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph.